This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, also our security forces and our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. But in particular, our over-the-road truck drivers, the guys and gals in the 18-wheelers getting it done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, our postal bulk mail carriers. Where would we be without them bringing the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you could get it in your mailbox? Now, don't forget the suicide jockeys out there driving the gas and the diesel trucks, getting the gas there so you got petrol to get yourself to work today. And you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And we also have our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see what we have to offer, and I'm sure that you'll be a happy camper. All right, joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, also the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and he's also the host of a little show that's up there on the Internet right now called Military Matters. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
And I did mean little show. It's the big show that can.
It's the little mouse that roars.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, would you like to say the pledge, sir?
Captain, I'm ready.
There we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag
of the United States
of America. Of America.
And to the republic.
And to the republic
for which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation.
One nation.
Under God.
Under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty.
With liberty.
And justice.
And justice
for all.
For all.
And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values, and we certainly want you to know about that. Well, you've probably heard some of what we've been talking about earlier here, but the big story right now is what Joe Biden did last night by canceling the massive oil and gas lease sales amid the record high prices we've got right now. We have broken the retail high prices at the pump, average national average, 2 days out of the week so far, and we're not done yet. The week's not over.
Yeah, that's not surprising, but it continues to disappoint. His whole presidency has been predicated on playing to the far left and doing things that are not for the betterment of the country. That's a sad statement. But the interesting thing is an increasing number of Democrats who are being more vocal about saying, hey, Biden administration, President Biden, you've got to start talking and doing the business about trying to restore a little bit of energy independence to us, because otherwise we're at the mercy. And this is waving the white flag to that and saying, when 6 months ago, it was going, hey, pretty please, Russia, pretty please, Saudi Arabia, increase your production right there. And they look him in the eye and they say, are you kidding me? What are you going to do? You know, help yourself. You know, they say, physician, heal thyself. Hey, United States of America, you have the ability to do some of your own healing. And yet, Dr. Biden, in this case, the president, not Dr. Jill, refuses to heal themselves and won't let us heal ourselves. And that's a sad commentary.
And let's understand something. We can lose the war to Russia, the war to China, the war to Iran, and any other adversary we've got with simply one thing being used against us, and that's oil.
That's right. I mean, like it or not, that you know, it's a pipe dream to say, oh, we've got all these alternative fuels and all that stuff like that. And I have confidence that our energy companies, those that are deeply invested in oil and petroleum products, have for years now started taking the measures. They're not stupid. They're in the money-making business. They're not all of a sudden they got to do that.
Yep.
And they knew that. And we've just discovered so many things. But, you're right. That's a linchpin. And for us to fail to recognize and know that and somehow not call out some crazy things. You played the laughter track after it when Buttigieg made his comments and, oh, good Lord, deserved slap in the face for saying something silly. I don't know. Maybe we're just being silly. Maybe he's just ahead of his time and we just got to catch up with Buttigieg. I don't believe that. I know you don't either.
Well, that's why I call him Butthead.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. He couldn't operate a coin operated washer and dryer.
Yeah, but you know, just like I think it was Denise that commented, and it might have been one of your other callers in, says, hey, we dismiss him at our peril because, you know, he's got a certain appeal, and Biden may be dead in the water for 2024, so they're going to be searching for somebody. Kamala Harris was probably dead in the water even before she got picked by Biden to be vice president, and she's just increased her lack of appeal, even amongst the most far left Democrats. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, watch, Buttigieg will be, but yeah, we got 2022 to get through first, and that'll look good, and that may change the landscape for the better.
Well, Jeff is sending me the price of gas and oil. Jeff, is this in Sarasota? Jeff, where is this? Let me know. All right, Colonel, hang on. Folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan and Moss Family Automotive and Moss Acura are all part of the same group owned by Dave Moss Sr. and his family. And I will tell you this. Hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey, 1954. That's the flagship store, asking me to come and meet one of my listeners that just bought either a Nissan or one of the certified pre-owned vehicles. And it's amazing to me how they get customers all the time from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, all the way up into New England, the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. People are paying attention. People are checking them out. People are understanding that when you serve, you save means exactly what it says. All military, all first responders, retired or active, all church pastors get a tremendous discount offered them at Moss Family Automotive, Moss Nissan, and Moss Acura. Now, their dealerships are in Crystal River, 1954, the flagship store in Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue here in Tampa, and a brand new, all new Moss Nissan coming sometime probably early July in Brooksville on US 50, or on State Route 50 rather, just east of the Veterans Expressway, just east. You get off State Route 50, you look to the right, and boom, there you are, you're right there. That's Moss Nissan is going right there in Brooksville. So, whatever it takes to be the best in the country, that's their motto. Can't go wrong. Stop by. And if you get there to 1954 in Newport Richey, go up to Sean, the sales manager, and say the captain sent you. Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Okay, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright and, of course, Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. And good morning again, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Who would you think would be the most unpopular person in the Washington, D.C. area?
How about Nancy?
Yeah. Nancy is definitely at the top of the list. And
she's been at the top of my list for a long time. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And apparently there's some things going on in her home district right now that aren't all that wonderful. So we may be hearing about some problems she's got in her home district, but we'll have to wait and see. I'm not going to speculate, but I heard some things last night.
She's a mess. She's been held together by life support and all that. It's amazing, but it is what it is, but it's becoming more evident to more and more people.
Well, is that super glue she's using, or is it Botox?
I think it may be a combination of both. You know, Botox gets expensive after a while. Of course, she's got a lot of money. Of course, she's one of those congresspersons that somehow has amassed a fortune while serving in Congress. Go figure. She's got the money to afford any amount of super glue, Botox, whatever treatments.
Mm-hmm. Now, we were given numerous facets of oppression being visited upon the voters of Georgia from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution about how bad things were going to be, and the early voting was going to be out of control, and the numbers were going to be jibed, and this, that, and the other, from the disenfranchisement, of course, of black voters over ID requirements, to the amplifying of opposition from the Biden administration, to highlighting how many businesses came out in opposition to the new law. We're talking, of course, about the new voter law. And guess what? It's running very smooth up there. They've had record voting, early voting. And so far, knock on wood, there it is right there, knock on wood, no problems.
Yeah, you know, Georgia, of course, I'm just about 3.5 years removed from being a post-military retirement resident of Georgia. So, I'm very part and parcel of what's going on. I watch it very carefully. Just like when I was up there, I watched what was going on in Florida very carefully before I made a decision, my wife and I, to move down here. But, yeah, there's some very interesting elections, and they will be some bellwethers of certain things. Of course, the Secretary of State up there who runs the elections is a fellow that took a lot of hits, and for good reason. He was not my choice to be elected Secretary of State when I was up there. But it was kind of back and forth polling. And then we got a race, of course, with Trump endorsed Perdue and his race up there. And that is very close. And Raffensperger may be holding on right there. I'm not sure. I hope not. But Governor Kemp may hold on. It's very interesting. We'll see which way it goes. A lot of people want to they kind of impose what their wishes are upon how they read what the polls are saying. And it's one of these things where, hey, stay tuned. Wait a couple days, and the polls will indicate something different. Georgia's funny that way, but I think you're right. And that is a good news story. They do seem to have things under control, unlike they didn't have before. But hopefully we everywhere, and especially here in the free state of Florida, took note, because we're not immune to some of the problems that they had. And we need to avoid at all costs having those things, because Florida's going to be targeted. And we are targeted this year, and we will be through 2024.
Mm-hmm. Now, Florida Senator, the junior senator, Rick Scott, came out and said something yesterday which makes perfect sense to me, but I'm sure the Democrats don't like what he said, but here it goes. If Biden really wants to actually fix the inflation crisis that he created, he should resign.
I tell you what, every day I start to think, man, he is a better senator than he was even as a Florida governor. And he was a reasonably good governor here. DeSantis has it all over him, in my opinion. But, he's doing those kind of things, and he's very just. And, of course, that was in reaction because he took a blast because he was bold enough to actually come out and lay a plan for the future because of course, Mitch McConnell was reluctant and didn't want to say, oh, well, I can't put out a plan because we'll start to take heat for that. And he did that. And so Biden took a swing at that, and well, there you go. Hey, guess what? He's got some horseshoes inside of his boxing gloves there, President Biden. Watch out.
And we mentioned Pete Buttigieg, Now, Buttigieg has urged a greater level of public understanding about the benefits of electric vehicles.
You know, I try desperately to have the same understanding as him. I think that I've got an understanding born of knowledge in the world as it is, not as I wish it would be today, and living in the world I live in today. So I guess when he says a better understanding, I'm sorry. No, thank you. I'm not going to drink that Kool-Aid, Pete. I am not going to come to the same understanding as you. One day, maybe even after I'm gone from this earth, we'll be in the world in which you exist now. But, hey, Pete, come back to the world as it is today.
I have seen two cars in my neighborhood get pushed in the last week. Both of them were electric. They ran out of their charge.
Well, there you go.
And there was nowhere to park to plug them in. So they had a choice, get them towed back or push them back. So they chose the word push.
Yeah, and of course, the petroleum energy that has to be expended to keep electric cars on the roads these days right now is one of those overlooked things that Pete forgets about. They think it's just some kind of magic. Of course, Kamala had the same fantasy idea like that. It's amazing. People making decisions on behalf of Americans everywhere, either willful ignorance or it's just plain ignorance.
Yep. And before we go to break, Jen Psaki said Joe Biden adding the word ultra to MAGA gives it a little extra pop.
I go back to my youth and I think about those Japanese imported cartoons that were popping when I was young. You know, the Ultraman.
Yep.
And I thought that's about the same world which we would live in which throwing the word ultra out there would somehow make it more palatable. Boy, Captain, you have just started off my day wonderfully. You talked about Pete. Now you talked about Jen. Wow. Thank you very much. I may not eat breakfast now.
But you're still laughing.
Yeah, I am. I am. Hey, you got to. If you're not, you got to laugh because otherwise you'll be crying. And I'm not a person to cry. I'm gonna seize the day, carpe diem, and I'm gonna find a reason to laugh and take charge because I'm not gonna surrender my day to folks that don't live in the world in which you and I and most Americans live.
No, nor should you. All right, here comes the music, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about the U.S. economy, get a little economical on things here. You know, it could be a whole heck of a lot better. It could be worse, but how much worse? We're getting close to that point to where we might be teeter-tottering on the edge, if you know what I mean. All right, don't go anywhere. We are going to be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always America.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats failed to advance a bill seeking to ensure women's access to abortion in a vote designed to draw a clear contrast with Republicans ahead of a potential Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. The bill that would have allowed for abortion up until birth went down in a 49-51 vote. Senators Joe Manchin, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski joining the rest of the chamber's Republicans in voting against it. Americans are not bothered by rising COVID-19 cases. That's according to a new Gallup poll, which said under 1 in 3 American adults are very or somewhat worried about getting coronavirus. The worry level for U.S. adults is the lowest Gallup has recorded since last July. President Biden spent part of his Wednesday visiting a family farm in Illinois. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25-50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Pro-abortion activists have once, twice, 3,000 times proven to be the underhanded, no-good racist that they always were. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. On the night after a leaked draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade, when Politico mysteriously managed to obtain a draft majority opinion written by Supreme Court Justice Alito, showing the Supreme Court is leaning toward overturning the 1973 decision of Roe v. Wade, which simply returns the decision over Roe v. Wade to the voters and states, so on cue, the know-nothing leftist Beckys and Karens started screaming about how returning Roe v. Wade to the states would bring harm to poor black women. The only things that leftist whites think and speak of for blacks are negative solutions like murdering little black babies, rather than trying abstinence before marriage or putting unwanted babies up for adoption. Black Americans need to use their brains and understand that leftist white Democrats do not like you, and as long as you follow their blathering dictates, you will always be the rear end of society. Black Americans, stop bowing before the golden donkey. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, go to theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, and don't forget Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the coffee you want in your cup, and I got some right here in my Tervis tumbler. Oh, boy. I make iced coffee, and I'll tell you what, that just makes the best iced coffee. So go to the RonEdwards.com, the website, theronedwards.com,
and check out the Constitutional Grounds coffee display just right there. Click on the link and you're in business. By the way, speaking of clicking on links, I'm going to bring the Colonel in here for a moment. Good morning again, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Saturday, I will be at the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show down there in Sarasota at Robarts Arena. I'll be there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And, of course, that's a place where you can come and find new, used, and antique guns. They'll buy them, they'll sell them, they'll trade them. They also have got ammo, which is hard to come by these days, accessories and parts, lots of free parking, and Two Guys Gun Shows down there in Sarasota is always a treat for the folks in Sarasota. And I think you said you might be there.
I will be, Captain. I relish it when you come to my backyard. Not that it's not worth the trip when I can to get to wherever you're at here in the Suncoast area, but you come down here, it's an easy trip. And like you said, that is the heart of so many things in Sarasota, the parking lot there. We've done rallies there, and you've been there before. And, yep, I do plan to come and spend some time with you and the folks.
Well, I just
Robarts Arena this Saturday.
I just put my roller skates on, get the broom handle up in the air, get the bed sheet going, and it's a little hard trying to get up over the top of the bridge, but once I get over the top of the Skyway, it's all downhill.
You paint a lot of good visuals right there, and if I was a quick sketch artist, I would sketch it something like that and put it out there for the world to see, but that's quite a thought.
It's like John Kerry on the windsurf board. He could literally leave with the wind blowing right Tampa and surf all the way down to Sarasota.
Yeah.
Not that I'd want to see that happen, but he could do it. All right, back to the drawing board. You heard me talking about something earlier about the Oath Keepers and the fact that there is a story out there in the Epoch Times. It came out on May the 10th, and then they updated on May the 11th to leave. To add some things to it, the Oath Keepers were asked by a police lieutenant at the Capitol to intercede with him and try to get about a dozen police officers out there. Were boxed into a corner inside with the wrath of the more violent protesters coming at them, trying to do them harm. And these Oath Keepers, without even thinking anything about their own personal safety, because they were all former police officers or military or emergency management of some form or another, said sure. And they got a MAGA hat for the police lieutenant. He put the MAGA hat on, a black guy, and he went inside with these Oath Keepers. They all went inside together, wedged their way into where the cops were, got the people together, put them in between them, and then out the door they went. They did get challenged by one group of people, and that ended that right there because they decided they didn't want any part of the Oath Keepers. But there's a lot of misrepresentation coming out of January 6th. And unfortunately, not only did the Oath Keepers get in trouble and get charged for violence, which they didn't do, I might add, but the police lieutenant who put on the MAGA cap, he was taken off the job and had to turn in his badge, and he was guilty before he was being able to allowed to prove himself innocent.
Yeah, due process took a big hit, and everybody, you know, the congresspersons are they're mainly being selfish in all this thing, and you know, there's fact checkers that works both ways, and eventually the truth may set us free. I'm not saying that everybody was innocent that was you know, MAGA and all that day. But, yeah, the Oath Keepers in particular immediately bore the brunt of this. In fact, about as late as five days ago, I read a story that was trying to denigrate the head of the Oath Keepers that was there and his military service. And they denigrated him because, hey, they says, hey, you look at his military service. He only served one tour and all that. You know, I don't care. But the things that I do for military matters, the things that you do to honor folks, you made a decision. You took an oath to protect and defend the country. I don't care if you did it just for one tour or not. That service should not be denigrated because that's what most people do. And I'm glad to see that at least some of the folks that were denigrated unfairly, maybe it'll be revealed to do that. So this is an important story. Of course, it was out of the Epoch Times, so as you know, it's going to be hard to get that to get traction in the mainstream media, but in time, maybe the truth will find its day in the court of public opinion, if nothing else.
Well, we're giving it traction here because this is the truth that people need to hear, and this is a true story. And they've got the videos, they've got the pictures, they've got the story, they've got the people themselves, the cops that were rescued by these people. And when they got to them, what they said was, "We're here, we've got you, we're here to get you out."
Yeah, that's an incredible story, and it needs to get out there. But we'll see. So many things. I guess folks of us have been waiting patiently for the truth to be outed. Over the last couple of years, it looks like there is some hope to do that, because there is a lot of media outlets out there that are endeavoring to try to reveal the things that otherwise would never see the light of the day. 5 years ago, if this would have died, it would be the end of it. The world would have thought, oh, the Oath Keepers are evil and all that. And yet we got some folks that want to say, no, hold the phone. The truth is often somewhere in between. And sometimes it's a little bit, quite a bit, a ways away from what you believe to be the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is bearing that out.
Well, I've met the...
Thank you, and thank you, Third Watch, for revealing this, and thank you, Epic Times.
I have met some of these guys at some of the Donald Trump rallies. They've been out amongst the crowd, asked to be there at the request of the Trump people, just as an extra set of eyes and ears, and they've been right there with us, especially when we've had big groups of veterans all sitting together. They've been right there, right with us, around us, making sure that nobody was going to mess with us.
That's my experience too, Captain. I haven't had as many as you have had, but I have not seen anything counter to what you observed in my experience. Others may have had other experiences, but it hadn't been mine.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the Supreme Court here, because I only got about 45 seconds. Polling was conducted right after the news broke about the leaked Supreme Court thing, and of course, abortion was not the award-winning issue the Democrats think it is. The economy is still number one. The crime and border remain number two and number three. And furthermore, one in five independent voters say that abortion is the main factor for them. However, the big number is not abortion. It happens to be the economy. Everybody's concerned about the economy.
Yeah, keep plucking at straws there, the Democrats in 2022. It's not going to play out. It especially works against you when you break the law by illegally camping out in front of Samuel Alito's and other Supreme Court justices' homes.
Yep.
And doing things like that, and think that you're going to win the hearts and minds of people? I don't think so.
No, no. Not going to work. It's working against them. Now, again, we're running out of time here, so I want to make sure I get out there. You and I will be together on Saturday. You're going to stop by sometime. I'm there from 9 to 3, so whatever time you get there is fine. I know you got other things you got to do. And we'll see you then, and have yourself a great day, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. See you soon.
All right. That's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Also happens to be the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and he also has a program called Military Matters. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Well, thank you very much. That's Jeff in Sarasota. And good morning to George, the Godfather. George, I hope you're doing well today. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominique's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. And regardless of wherever you're at listening to me right now, you can get a hold of Dominique's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. You can find out from them if they got what you need, first of all, and they'll send it to you regardless of where you're at. Around the country, around the world, they have done that before. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blinds, all their shades, all their shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and Dominique's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the other big-box stores that won't do that. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. You can give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Again, either stop by the store or give them a call at 941-922-2345 and ask them if they can help you out, because a lot of people can get things shipped to them overseas. They've got things in stock or they can get things, whatever you need. 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you Dominique's Blinds and Decor. You're going to love that decision. You're going to love that decision, one of the best ones that you've made. Okay. The update on the SCOTUS Roe v. Wade shows the radical pro-abortion tactics are actually backfiring, which shouldn't be a surprise for anybody to know that. They definitely have got a problem if they think they're going to get anywhere. And, George, that's a beautiful picture. Thank you very much for showing me that. A great picture of the American flag. And I'm trying to see what the flag is underneath it. Oh, POWMIA. Okay. Yep, you betcha. You betcha. So anyway, very nice. Now, the leaked majority decision regarding Roe v. Wade, authorized by, or authored rather, by Justice Samuel Alito, has led to a firestorm of reaction from the left, which of course includes some acts of violence and some intimidation. Yet where things actually stand with the Supreme Court remains a big question, because so far, nobody has budged. The conservative judges are still sitting right there on their opinion. Nobody said a word. Now, whether or not there's an attempted appeasement actually happening, nobody knows. Will some of the conservatives switch sides? Will there be a fresh update on the matter? That'll all tell a different story. And it appears that the less ridiculous illegal tactics are backfiring, because we don't see any big change in what's about to be done by the Supreme Court. They may think they got something going on, but we just don't see it. By the way, Big Mama. Yep, Big Mama, Stacey Abrams, up there in Georgia. The early Georgia voting has begun, and already there seems to be a projected loser, and there's voter suppression that can't be found, because that's all we heard about this Georgia Election Integrity Act. Oh, they're going to suppress the vote. Oh, they're going to this. Oh, it's going to be that. It's going to be this. Well, not only they had 2 days in a row of the most early voting numbers ever, that's number one. Number two, there's been no complaints. There's been no complaints. Everything so far has worked the way it's supposed to. And last night, I participated in a mock election myself, and it was kind of interesting to see how it worked. I enjoyed it. If you get a chance, by the way, to work or to work with or to work along with your people that are operating the supervisors of elections offices, you should definitely try to do that. Get a handle on what it is that's going on. And George is saying, what is this? They're calling people back again. May have been subpoenaed. Oh, okay. He's saying there may be some people that have been subpoenaed for the January 6th thing. Yeah, George, I'm hearing the same thing. We'll see. We'll see. But here's the thing. We also know that if the January 6th committee does what they should do, they should review that information and open up that tape, the 14,000 hours of tape they got, for all to see. They should do that. Will they do it? Don't know. But that's what they should be doing. All right, and our favorite person down in South Florida is chiming in here. Let me get this. This is Fred. And, of course, Fred is down there in the Southland, South Florida. He just got back from Rio. And let me open. I'm trying to open this, Fred. You send the stuff that doesn't want to open sometimes, but here it is. Captain, we really appreciate you being there for us each and every night and morning. Ever notice that the Democrats create the problem as in inflation, and then they alone have the key to turn the lock back to correct the situation? Fred, listening to the show in Fort Lauderdale. Well, Fred, you're right. You're right. And they are on a mission. They are for sure on a mission. And their mission is always the same thing. It's to make people on their side of the aisle realize that no matter how bad they are, they're not that bad. If we launch an invasion of a rice paddy in Vietnam right now, they would be all over the place. And by the way, speaking of which, did you notice that that there was something that did take place over there? And right away, They were pointing fingers. Pointing fingers. Got to love it. Got to absolutely love it. And as Gunny used to say, outstanding. Yep. A lot of great things in American history go on that some people don't know about. By the way, I'm taking a look here real quick before we have to go with the gas prices. Wholesale gasoline is up again at the refinery. Let's see here. Looks like OPEC is up and maybe a couple of others too. West Texas, where's West Texas? That's up. Brent crude is up. Brent crude's up $1.22. West Texas is up $1.23. Both of them are sitting close to each other. 104.3 on Brent crude and 104.5 on West Texas crude. So there you have it. All righty. Let me back over here, and I got to get something out before I get to this next caller. So let me make sure I got that. Where is it? Well, there it is. Okay. Bear with me as I open this file up, because we are going to bring to the airwaves the man, the myth, the legend, our friend who likes to call the show at this time, and it's none other than Todd in Tampa coming up here. So get ready, because I'm getting his spoof ready to go here. There it is. So here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we started on, like the captain said, with three shows. What are we up to, Captain? 145? I don't know how many. But we're nationwide, okay, because this is the most important show in America. The Hillsborough County is running the county in the ground with these Democrats. Governor DeSantis, you need to get down here and open up this building. It's 27 floors, and these Democrats have it shut down, and they're a disaster in Hillsborough County, okay? The Republican Party is even locally needs to wake up, okay? We won't have a Hillsborough County. That's number one. Let me tell Joe Biden something. Joe, you're a disaster, okay? Gas prices through the roof, and you want to talk about the rich not paying their fair share? You're the rich. And you're the one ripping everybody off. So don't tell me about the rich not paying their fair share. Okay? You got Burisma. You're the big guy. You got Hunter Biden cutting you 10%. You're sending money left and right, and you're hurting the American people. No, screw you, Joe. You and your cronies, your Democrat cronies in the House and the Senate are hurting the American people. That's what you're doing. And your policies suck. And you can't even speak an intelligent sentence. So, no, you're corrupt, and we're not raising any taxes. In fact, we're lowering taxes, and we're getting rid of you and all the corrupt politicians that are in your party. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All righty, Todd in Tampa. Good job there, Todd. We'll be back tonight with more in a Radidio. Have yourself a great day. And remember, this show is all about we the people. We can do it, and we're going to do it in November. I'll see you tonight.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.